Let's go to Austin, and State Representative from District 14, John Rainey, joins us. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Scott?
Good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Not getting as much sleep as I'd like. But
You know, yesterday we talked to Senator Swartner. He said you're 75% of the way through, as long as there's not a special session. So that's a good thing, I guess.
Well, I haven't heard anything about a special session. Yeah. But
okay. Well, we won't talk about it then, okay? Maybe it won't happen. One of the things that you're, of course, on House Appropriations, and one of the things that was on a lot of people's radar screen this week was the fact that the Appropriations Committee advanced a proposal that would reform Medicaid so that the state could request a block from the federal government to expand their coverage of low-income Texans' coverage. How did you vote on that, and tell me why you voted that way?
I voted to move that forward. I do not consider that an expansion of Medicaid. It's a seeking a block grant. We can't continue with Medicaid in the manner that we're doing. It's been growing at such a fast rate, at least the state share. And we have to do something about that, so we are seeking a block grant. We think we can manage it better than the federal government can.
This again, you voted, the chairman put this forward, and obviously he voted for it, right?
It came from actually from sub-chairman.
Did it? Okay.
Zerwas, Dr. Uh-huh. Zerwas. He's been working very diligently on this for quite some time, and of course the chairman then moved it out. But and it was a pretty good vote. I think it was almost unanimous that we move it forward. It's got to be addressed. It's going to have to be addressed by the full body, and there's no doubt that there are a considerable number of people who really want to expand Medicaid, and the Republican stance is that we do not.
John Rainey joining us from Austin today. Yesterday we spoke to State Senator Charles Swartner, and of course Senate Resolution 1 passed there, and I guess, and it has to do with moving more money out of the rainy day fund than the governor wants to, and certainly is what some members want to do. But it was basically to put more money into education and to roads and highways. Has to be a two-thirds vote of both houses for it to be put on a referendum for Texans to vote on in November. Do you have any sense of how the House would come down on something like
well,
that?
Well, it will be close, but I feel like that it's going to pass. And here's why. The Senate is my understanding they put education in that area, and we had not considered that over on our House side, but I suspect it will be considered because the Senate has, and I think it'll get more votes, frankly, from the D's if we include more money in education, and we have to have money for transportation, and we have to have water money for water, and we put those off so long, and there has to be a change. And frankly, you know, it's only been maybe 6 years since the rainy day fund passed over the $1 billion mark.
Right.
So we might as well use that money, and if you use it in the method that we're talking about on water and in transportation, it really goes to a bank and it's used as investment and provides investment money and is not spent. As in other words, it's not like education money, which is just going to go to education and go to the the term, but the fund that helps fund
the water board that would do that. Now, but this is still more money than the governor wants taken out of there. Do you think even are you going to get some pushback from the governor's mansion?
I would suspect so, but I think that the will of the House, particularly, is on water and transportation, is to move those forward, and it may take education dollars, which I'm not opposed to either, to make that happen. There is a significant number of people that say, well, we've just got to have more money for education, and they may not want to vote on the other two items without that education included. And if you put that in there in the mix, I think it'll probably pass.
State Representative John Rainey joining us in Austin. Finally this morning, I don't know, percentage-wise, College Station and Bryan have a lot of folks who are interested in teacher retirement. And the legislature's looking at some proposals that would shore up two of the largest public pension funds requiring teachers and employees to work of the state to work a little bit longer And as a result, now the workers that are nearing retirement age, 50 or older, would not be subject to the new rules, but more and more people will not be grandfathered in, as I understand, under this proposal. Have you had a chance to look at that, and you got some preliminary feelings?
We've looked at it briefly. I haven't dug into it seriously, I guess you would say, but I think there's going to be lots of amendments offered on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
When that many people are affected, I believe that the chance of the bill passing as it came out of the Senate is not as good, perhaps, as in that way, in the same way. I think we'll probably end up exempting some more employees, but we're going to have some more money to go into that program to make sure it's financially secure.
Certainly. Anything else on your radar screen of importance we need to talk about before next week?
Well, I'll just one brief thing. I'm going to have my first bill on the floor today. It's a local bill. I don't know what kind of harassment I'll get from the upperclassmen, but I expect some. It's a bill that allows the Texas A&M to have control of the property on their on the main campus. They have it on all the rest of the campuses, but where they could lease it out or even sell it or sell the mineral rights. And it's something that all other campuses have, so I'm sure I'll get some kind of harassment about being an Aggie.
Well, we hope that it goes well for you then. And again, congratulations on your first leap into that.